Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with Dion. Open the door! Somebody at the door! I'm here with Dion Curry.
What up, y'all?
And Nakia, who showed his body earlier. Yeah. Who is that?
The best body.
Bring it here. Sure,
it's
for
body,
me. It's for me.
Sure.
You mad because you ain't got nobody.
You got everybody.
I know. She told me that she was sending it. Let me see it, baby.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay after this. Stay tuned.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Happy Thanksgiving, yo.
Yeah, I had to find a wig and a hat.
I had to find my skin.
Oh my God.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I see your skin. It's all over the screen.
Now, why your fat ass come on that podcast? You know, man, definitely going to kill that motherfucking taco meat in your chest.
Everybody's care about McDuffin and his mixed stuffings.
You don't care about nothing.
Stand up and let us take a look. All the way.
Oh, let's.
That's as much as I can do for you tonight.
Some under titty.
The chest look like a dirty placemat.
That's like your chest, Dion.
Look like an ant pie.
Let's see that newborn chest, Dion.
I got a newborn. His chest doesn't look like that. What does your hat say? I can't read it.
Oh,
I eat fuck.
No fucks given.
Maybe you should start giving some more fucks, to be honest. Maybe that's the problem.
Man, we're going to get banned. We're going to get banned off YouTube. Why your shoulder look like you wear bras?
Your shoulders look... He does have that little indent.
Yeah, well, you have an indent when you got big titties. Your shoulder got indent.
He be wearing them training bras.
Ain't nothing training about them titties.
They've been in training long ago. Chris, what y'all cooking for Thanksgiving?
Us? Oh, I don't know about my wife's family, but my brother is a trained chef, so it's really good. I'm making macaroni and cheese.
Hold on, which brother?
Eric, you know Eric.
Oh, like what type of chef?
How much?
How
much can he make you? He's not a pastry chef. He's like a traditional chef.
I mean, like a chef with flavor, or just a chef with chefs.
No, he's my sister makes most of the Thanksgiving food. It's good.
Who seasoned it?
I think Eric does.
I'm interrogating.
This is like I'm trying to find the video.
We gotta make sure because that Chris and that bang is telling me it's like just salt and pepper right now.
The video of Pat when she was asking about my Thanksgiving food. Somebody posted that. I can't find it, but oh my God.
That's Jasmine sitting there. She got it.
I'll see if I can find it. You just.
I got to see this spread when y'all get it.
Why we don't get clips of the show anymore? I don't see any clips of the show anymore.
I don't know. We'll have to talk about that off air.
Ooh.
Like, I might have quit their day job.
I don't know if it's anybody's day job. Who are you to talk about quitting jobs? You don't even quit.
Ain't quitting if you get fired.
Yeah.
Every job is not quitting. It's just PTO. That's all it is.
They just ask
paid time off.
Paid time off. Who's paying you?
Somebody.
What are you up to these days?
Time my time off.
So how
much is it going to cost to put a shirt on?
You really want me to put my clothes back on?
Yes, I think everybody wants you to put your clothes back on.
It's 7 o'clock at night. The lady buzz is out.
They on your chest. We can see them. Put your shirt on.
And so am I.
It's like Jiminy Cricket, Tinkerbell, and everybody else is on that chest.
All right, let me... I ain't got nothing around me. I'm sorry.
Nothing like a shirt or...
It looks like your chest is full of ladybugs.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh.
You know, her earpiece is like a got delayed to it, right?
So, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's been a journey this week. Oh, it's been rough for me, but...
Where have you been? Seems like you've been busy.
I have been. I want to thank everybody. Make sure. Are we dropping this tonight?
Yeah, I'll drop it tonight.
I want to thank everybody for listening, because y'all are killing it out there with Miss Pat Settles It. In December, we go back to shoot season 4 of the Miss Pat Show. So I just want to say thank you up front. Make sure y'all check out the Miss Pat Christmas episode tomorrow with your family. Fucking hilarious.
It was a lot of fun.
It is. It's so fucking funny. So,
last week's Miss Pat Settles It while we're at it, where it was finally they aired the episode with the woman from Mobile, Alabama, right, that you needed a translator to understand. Oh, that was just the best. Manyan. I need my manyan.
Hey, she made me go back to my Young Dro days, and I heard that because Young Dro have a son called Munyan.
As I was sitting there, I was like, I can't. Maybe I just don't understand because I'm northern and white, but I don't know what's going on. And then, thank God, Carmen goes, "Can we get a translator in here?" She's the one that Pat said, "You are one birth certificate away from slavery."
Did they put it up?
No, I don't think they put it up as a clip or in the episode, but. There's so much more. I don't know how much you can talk about it, but there's so much more to that woman that went on behind the scenes too. That on that episode,
she was so fucking mean. She was so nasty, and she gave wardrobe hell. I don't want these Goodwill clothes. You don't shut the fuck up after them.
I'm heavy.
You want the money? Yeah.
That's what she said. I'm heavy. I said, "What do you mean you heavy? You're not even fat." And the guy was like, "That means she got a lot of money." And I drive heavy. I said, "What do you drive?" He said, "A Toyota Corolla that you got to roll down the windows."
Oh, he did say that.
They didn't blow
the hand crank.
But she.
So I said,
"Go ahead."
I said, "If you heavy, what the fuck am I? Because I know what I drive. Go ahead."
They didn't put it in, but she flew down to Uncle Bill's place in Texas from Alabama to put up flyers around his hotel and got him fired. Like, that's how off she was. And then she almost got in a fist fight with people behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, she was crazy.
And then at the end, they, like, interviewed him. They haven't put it really in, but she was, like, literally everybody in the cast and crew walked out to listen to her do that exit interview. And she paraded out amongst 100 people. She's like, y'all keep looking. I know you like what you see. Like, no, we're here because you're a train wreck.
But she was
see that part. She cut a fucking fool. I watched the whole thing today. And that drunk lady who go to Longhorn, have you seen it, Dion? The mama make the kids pay the rent, but she go to Longhorn and Red Lobster.
Where she the man just knew her tequila order.
Yeah. She said, "I walk in the store." She said, "I said, what you drink?" She said, "Tika, tequila."
I've seen that clip.
Man,
you haven't watched any of it?
I haven't seen that part of the episode, no.
No, you got to go watch it, Dina. It's fucking hilarious. I just turn it on there and I laugh. I see something new every time.
Every time.
I just sent you, Chris, in the Instagram that this lady took, the flight attendant will let this lady use the bathroom. Only reason I could see is if it was turbulence or they was descending. She took her pants down and pissed in the floor.
All right, while I look for that, I've already got this queued up. But let's relive one of the best episodes of the Pat Down ever.
Well, let's see what this is.
Stuffing. We have mac and cheese.
No. No.
No what?
Nobody eats fucking stuffing.
Stuffing is delicious. You're wrong.
It's called chicken and dressing.
What? Chicken and dressing?
Stuffing is disgusting.
Stovetop?
Oh my God. Don't you ever tell anybody you eat stuffing.
I love stuffing.
That's because you don't know no fucking better.
Have you ever had oyster stuffing?
Oh my God.
It's stuffer with oysters in it?
Oh, have you ever had chicken and dressing?
Is that like in a box or like what? You put chicken in the stuffing? No, I've never obviously never heard of what you're talking about.
The look on Pat's face.
I don't like my food touching, okay? So I want my chicken next to my stuffing, no, not mixed together.
It's called chicken and dressing.
Chicken and dressing?
Google it, Chris.
All right, hold on. This looks like vomit. Why would you eat this? Look at it.
What? That's white folk shit. Now I need you to get out, Betty Crocker, nigga.
All right. Hold on.
Say chicken dressing by black people.
Black folks chicken and dressing recipe. Yes. It's suggested by Google. All
right. Oh, Betty.
This looks, oh my God. This looks like souse meat.
Oh my God, Chris, I'm so sick of you.
That's from 2 years ago, our Thanksgiving episode. It's funny, as you weren't giving us, like, you weren't letting me have an inch. It was so funny.
Please send me that post. Can I get that post?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Baby, this is Miss Pat. There's a whole bunch of fan pages that have sprang up that you can follow. But yeah, thanks to Baby, this is Miss Pat that found that one. So here, I've got.
Does it come in a box or what?
Well, I guess stuffing and dressing, like in the north, we call it stuffing, and down south, you call it dressing. Right?
I think they call it dressing over there, don't you, Dia?
Yeah. White people call it stuffing, but it's dressing. Yeah.
They call everything stuffing.
Okay.
I don't eat stuffing. So you've had chicken and dressing because you've been to my house before. Now.
Yeah. I think didn't you make me Thanksgiving dinner once?
Your soul food dinner, we sure did. Me and Gary Allen, we cooked.
Now, did you say you were making Thanksgiving?
I do the greens, and I do the, Gary, check on them greens. I just thought about it, I left them boy. I might need some water.
It's better than that turkey. You remember the black turkey?
You know what? Let me tell you something. If any greens, man, I wish they were still, man. Garrett bumming them, man, they made some greens that put you through the bathroom for 3 weeks. You better have emergency tissue.
That's because she put baking soda in her green. Oh, this is, let's go to a break.
So yeah, all things Miss Pat posted this classic. Do you all remember this?
Oh, man. Hey, I think this turkey got the death penalty. This nigga stole this turkey. This nigga done cooked this turkey, so it turned into a nigga. This mother look like he been tagged, got white people skin. Who the fuck you think you gonna eat this nigga turkey? You
know? Oh, it's white on the inside.
How you turn around? I'm in tears, buddy.
I love when you get tickled. It makes me laugh so hard.
That's a black leather scheme.
It was so black.
My thing is that if you're going to do that to a turkey, then don't kill him. Don't let kill him live. Turkey to do that. Yeah, because nobody's going to eat him. So if you're going to do that to a turkey, I said, but no, what the fucked up part about it, nobody wanted to tell him that he fucked up the turkey. Nobody. Everybody was scared to tell me fuck the turkey. We just gonna act like I said, no, throw this burnt motherfucker in the trash. They over there playing spade like they don't see this motherfucker don't niggerize this turkey.
Dead niggerize.
You know, a lot of times you can throw some cream of mushroom on some shit and moisture. Nigga, that turkey was dry like some it had been put in a dryer.
It had been.
He cooked that turkey so much the pussy collapsed on it. And the pussy's a hole that hold the stuffing. It had just collapsed.
Do y'all put the stuffing in the bird?
Yeah.
You put onions. No, we don't put that in.
Oh, not stuffing. I mean like onions and peppers and stuff.
Stop saying stuffing, Chris. I can't not stuff.
Look, that's what...
You're confusing me when you say stuffing.
Can you please respect my culture? Thank you.
You stole...
I keep bread.
You better give a fuck about your culture. You stole top motherfucker.
We don't even care about your haircut.
I'm supposed to respect Stone Top.
I'm not going to take this from somebody that eats racetrack pizza.
Well, I don't even respect your glasses right now.
Evidently, you don't. I don't respect your taste bud, motherfucker. Eat stuffing.
I don't even respect your weight loss either.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I weighed in at 256 today. I'm 100 pounds lighter than you.
Just randomly picking things on your body.
I don't care. That's your neck don't went inside.
You know what? I don't like your beard hair.
You know what? I don't even like your beard either. It reminds me of Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, I thought you froze. You know what? Your front tooth is sus. Two can play this game, my friend.
He don't like your bill because it remind him of spaghetti.
Silly.
Two fat niggas arguing.
In your stuffing.
So I got that video too from Instagram that you sent me. Hold on.
Oh yeah, man. Oh my God. Y'all, man. I be dying laughing at her videos. It is hilarious. Hilarious. That's what your Thanksgiving. That's how I asked you what the spread gonna look like. I hope it ain't gonna look like this, Chris.
Oh, the one you sent me, Nike, or
no,
the one?
Don't even say that, Chris. Just put up my video. Don't even say that.
All right, I was playing. I was talking about Miss Pat's video with from
the
plane.
Be quiet, Chris. Just put it up.
Just leave me alone. Okay, here we go.
Sorry, everybody.
Are you serious?
So for those listening, there's an old white woman on a plane in the aisle, and when you hear the, oh, that's her bending down, pulling her pants down, and pissing in the aisle.
I don't give a fuck. No, fuck you. Fuck you. I gotta go pee. I don't give a fuck. You're not gonna
hear you, baby.
All right, I don't think
this poor little boy next to us. Holy!
Anybody give her no tissues?
Nope, give her tissues. Here, let's watch it one more time.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Sorry, everybody.
Are you serious?
Everything be happening in the front.
Why? That is shit.
What happened in the back?
They booed her immediately.
She has a tramp stamp.
Did they boo her?
She was expecting she pulled her pants down and somebody go boo.
Oh, hold on, let me pull it back up.
I want to know she pissed that quick.
She must have had to go.
She must have been missed.
That was the funniest thing I've seen all week.
She sounded like she was Hispanic.
Yeah, I think she was.
Not killed. God damn.
That's why she pissed so fast. They do everything quick.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. All right.
You got to take the volume off.
Sorry, everybody.
Are you serious?
I don't give a fuck. No, fuck you. Fuck you.
I don't care. I don't give a.
Where does somebody get off doing that and then going, no, I'm the victim here. Fuck you. Don't yell at me for being completely insane.
I love that lady because she's absolutely right. You should have let her go to the bathroom.
Oh, they let her go to the bathroom after that shit.
She had a tramp stamp, too. Did you see her tramp stamp?
Put that 60-year-old pussy on him.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Oh, my God. I don't give a fuck, obviously.
The white lady goes, are you serious?
Boo! Boo!
You know what the funny thing is? Everybody in the back got to walk in it.
Yeah. Have you been in airport bathrooms, though, to be honest?
I know. They be struggling. I be hard just trying to squeeze through them.
Yeah. Those men's urinals are just urine filled on the floor.
Oh, I was talking about on the plane. My bad. I'm
I don't know how anybody fucks in there. I can barely fit in there.
That's half the battle, Chris.
How did you fuck in there, Dion?
I've never fucked on an airplane.
How about you, Pat?
Chris, hey, there's no reason. There's no reason for me to fuck on a plane when my husband is usually home, so I can barely wipe my ass while I'm in there.
Oh, you're shitting in there?
No,
but all them pussy. Super colon cleansing shit probably.
I'm pissing, motherfucker. Let me tell you what I did on a plane the other day. So I get up and I had to pee really bad. And so the guy recognized who I was. He said, yeah, Miss Pat, you can run and pee real quick. And so I go in now. I had to pee so bad. I just pulled out my pants and started pissing. Realized I did not let up the seat.
Oh, no.
I had pissed everywhere.
I feel so bad for you.
I was like, oh my God, it was just a puddle. And I kept saying, why is the piss hitting the floor? Because you know I squat. So yeah. I looked down and I never lift the toilet up. Piss all over the place. I'm in there, I'm too fat to bend over. I'm throwing paper towels all over the place trying to wipe the shit up.
And the guy knows who you are.
So I was pissed all over these folks' bathroom like a man.
She done put the pee in Miss Pat.
You were piss mopping that day. Doing
I fucking pissed all over them people's floors. So
my 4-year-old, I try so hard now to put the seat down, but she was sitting on the rim without the seat the other day. Oh. I was like, "What are you doing? No, no."
That's disgusting.
Men, just please. Wipe off the seat after you pee on it. My 4-year-old daughter has to sit in your piss in the men's bathroom. It's disgusting.
Oh, I just, you should, anytime you go somewhere, you should travel with those Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
And then now you always travel with the Clorox wipe, and then you put tissue down if you're dealing with a child. I'm always squatting. I squat the shit if I have to.
Even at home?
I know. She had me take about 50 of them Clorox wipes all in my bag.
No, okay. I don't do that at home, but if I'm out, I'm going to wash the toilet down. You mean when you travel, I travel with like gloves so I can wash the toilet down, throw it all in and out.
You go to that extent, huh?
If I got a shit and I got to sit down, I want the toilet to be clean, especially that back seat of it, because that's where everything hit. Uh-huh. And people wash out the toilet, but if you sit on a motherfucker, all that going to get on your back?
No, it's true. My ass doesn't go back that far, but I get what you're saying.
My ass go back.
Because like, I'm back with your ass going.
I get you're hitting the silver part, but you know.
So you sitting on the edge of it, huh?
I think she's sitting all over it.
Pretty much, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I can't sit at the tip of the toilet.
And I clean women's restrooms.
And leaning back on it.
Women's restrooms are worse than men's restrooms most of the time.
She ride the toilet bowl. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I ride it. All right, fuck y'all. I do what I do, and it's got to be clean. That's me.
Did you add tour dates? Or appearance dates? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my website is down. PayPal is tripping. I don't know why. If you want to order something, Chris, you didn't put it up there.
I did put it up there. It's up there. You just haven't refreshed.
Just go to my website and order something, and then you just follow the instruction, and we'd be more than happy to get it out to you. Until PayPal make up their fucking minds. So
you email Miss Pat Comedy or Miss Pat Productions at gmail.com and you guys will send a cash link.
Yes. Just email us.
So it's that? On the website here. It's down right here under latest products. If you want that email address again, and then it's on the stuff, but
nobody's going to see that.
I'll see if I can make it bigger.
Or you can move it at the top of the page also.
I can do that.
Yeah. So with that said, Jacksonville already sold out all 5 shows. I can't add any more shows. I tried, but I can't. Center Stage, Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, Jacksonville, December 8th through the 9th. December 16th, Center Stage, 2 shows. First one already sold out. Less than 20 tickets left on the second show.
Wow.
Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut, 29th through the 30th. I will be there performing, so make sure you get your tickets. Albany, December the 31st and December, I will be at the Funny Bone.
That's New Year's Eve, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Hartford, Connecticut, I'll be there the 29th through the 30th. Can you ask her to remove that second one?
Yep, that's wrong. I can take care of it when I'm in there in a second.
Cleveland, Ohio is almost sold out, y'all. So make sure you get your tickets for February the 2nd. And just go to Miss Pat Comedy for more. Boston, I'm coming. San Francisco, Madison, Wisconsin, Oklahoma City. Get your ticket. And I just added a bunch more dates that I'm getting ready to do also. So make sure you get your tickets at MissPatComedy.com. And if you want to buy any of the party stuff, it's free. All you got to do is pay for shipping. I think shipping is like $20 for everybody because it's a lot of shit in there. So just, you know, we'll be putting that up this week. So if you want to buy any other party stuff, you want to not buy it, if you want any of it free, all you have to do is pay for shipping.
How should people contact you through MissPatProductions@gmail.com?
No, we're getting ready to put it on the website.
Got it.
It's okay. First come, first serve. You can have everything that's left over from the party. But that said, there's another episode of the Pat Down. Sorry that we're dropping these things late. It's the holidays, trying to get things in order. I'm in the process of moving. I know it's no excuses, but by January, this should be figured out, I promise you. Thank you for hanging in there. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.